What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Has there been a surprise trade, or will there be a surprise trade, Jeremy, for the Baltimore Orioles?
I think so. It's weird. Like, Mancelino made a comment about Mountcastle. And, you know, talking about Mayo and the at-bats we're going to get, he's like, you guys will see real soon. I'm just wondering if Mayo is the guy that they put. I don't want to see Mayo get traded, but I can't argue if you end up putting in a package for Mackenzie Gore or Joe Ryan. How can you argue that? You got a young pitcher that I don't know if he's still doing it, was leading the league in strikeouts in Gore. Remember, he started off the season with back-to-back double-digit K games. Mm-hmm. Bringing him here, putting a good defense behind him. Yeah, I think he's the guy that I would want the most out of that grouping. Joe Ryan's more polished than him.
See, Mayo wouldn't be a surprise trade for me because I said at the beginning of this about a week, 2 weeks ago that either Mayo or Kerstad are gone. I think so. I think one of those two are gone because I don't think
you'd be selling Kerstad low and Mayo you could still get a ton for.
I think the Orioles, as you just said, still want a bang trade. They want something that's a bang. And you can't. Out of the veterans, there are no two veterans you can put together to get a bang.
And it's not a bat. It has to be an arm.
Exactly. So you have to go out and get, or unless it's a guy who is a young, proven outfielder. I think they'll do that, but I don't think there's any of those guys out there because
who wants to give that up?
I was about to say, if you're a contender.
Yeah. Well, again, but the Nats aren't a. I'm just saying, if they're going to go look and kick the tires on some other team that's out of the race, they want prospects. If there's somebody that's in the race that's like, hey, we like Kobe Mayo, but why are you trying to prove an outfielder for him? I get the swap of going to get yourself a bat to get established for a pitcher and then maybe adding in a couple other prospects. But
I think one of those guys, Mayo or Kerstad, gone. I agree with you. Kerstad would be selling low.
I think we see a package, whether it's like Mullins and Morton to the same team or.
That's about 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Because it took a while for that to work.
Yeah.
They're not done.
No, they still have like the four guys that we expected to get traded. The four that we talked about the most are still here. O'Hearn, Mullins, Morton, and Eflin.
Greg just said to me, Greg Carpenter from today's 101.9 FM, he said to me he thinks they'll surprise us by not trading Ryan O'Hearn. I said that wouldn't be a surprise for me. That would be disappointment.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like O'Hearn. It would be on the business side of me would say, why didn't you trade Ryan O'Hearn? Why? What are you thinking? If you want to get Ryan O'Hearn for next year, then go, so be it. But right now, you know, you wouldn't have Melvin Moore if you didn't trade Mike Bordick.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened the next year? You got Mike Bordick back.
Well, and I think there are some of those opportunities. I was saying to you, like, if they made a trade with Mayo, you still have Mountcastle there to play first base. Could you kick the tires on Hearn to come back and have those guys split against righty lefties or however you want to work it? Would anybody be interested in Mountcastle in a trade, even though you have them, you know, so under control for a bit? I just don't know what this looks like for the rest of the day, but I do think we see multiple trades from the Orioles today, even after all these trades have gone down.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Hampton and get Dustin. What's up, Dustin?
Good morning, man. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
What's going on, Jeremy?
What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to express my disappointment for the Reyes trade, man. Look, yesterday you were on my boy Trippy talking about best man up. He was proved to be a better best man than Reyes. A guy who, you know, didn't really have a style in this lineup for the past 3 years, but continuously has proved to be able to produce when he sits 2 to 3 days, you know? It's like, especially for a guy who's controllable for next year, he's a cold glove and a more than serviceable bat. You know, it's definitely definitely a little disappointing, this trade. I can get behind the rest of them, but this one is...
See, I disagree. Because, okay. Liking Ramon for what he's done here and understanding, I don't think anything you said was wrong about him. It's still a utility player. And again, when we go back to what people say Mike Elias and these guys do well is scout. They found a guy in low A ball with a 2-run ERA and an unbelievable strikeout rate that's, what, 6'7", named Twine? Palmer. How do you fault that? Because you need to filter pitchers coming in, and that's where this is the weeds of baseball that nobody cares about. It's just win for me right now, and you don't know the minor leaguers. Like, have any of you guys even checked out what Dylan Beavers is doing? Do you know what level Judge Fabian's on? Do you know, like, people talk about this stuff like they actually know it, and they're just hearing names get popped up.
Fabian in left field last night. I watched the
I
watched the Tides game. I think he was in left field last night.
The point is that, like, so many people talk about these things like they know who these guys are. Right. And I'm not talking about Dustin. Like, all the things he said about Ramon are correct.
I'm about to say I agree with Dustin on a disappointed level, but I also am man enough to say personally disappointed. I'm not commenting on the trade and what it does for the Orioles. I'm just personally.
This is the trade I'm most intrigued by so far because, again, we said that there was a possibility they could trade Ramon.
Yep.
But the guy that they picked, like, I want to see more of him. I want to find out what it is that they see something in him that they think they can. And again, you get a guy that's 6'7" with that weird angle. You start thinking of, like, Chris Sale, and you start thinking of even Garrett Crochet and some of these guys that have that power arm. One of the weird things I said, brought up Chris Sale. You know, that's the guy, Whit Merrifield was being interviewed on a podcast, and he said there was a pitcher on the Braves that would take a shot before every game. And everybody was wondering who it was, and then everybody's like, I think it's Chris Sale. Kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Wiry son of a bitch out there, all fired up, Ichabod Crane looking fella, 6'7",
that's not
10.
Bad. That's not a bad idea, take a shot before the game.
Wanted to say something else other than fella.
Yeah.
Bob Crane.
Fella was there, so it worked.
Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. What's up, Joaquin?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Show, man? Always, man.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Rob, I love your baseball knowledge, man, your inside scoop on the O's. I love the O's, but I'm not interested in these trades. Unfortunately, you know, I usually get excited about this, but... I think the way they manage the team, man, with this platooning and different, you know, people. I mean, some guys got the same positions, but I want to see the same team, same lineup out there.
Well, Joaquin, two things, Joaquin. That baseball's not really played that way anymore. But number one, going back to the first thing, if this were 2021 and 2022, I understand you being excited about trades because we're still building up. But coming off seasons where you win 101 and 91 games and it has two straight postseason appearances, no, trading at the end of July is not anything that you're supposed to be excited about. I'm not excited about it.
But this is what they're supposed to do with the way the season went.
I'm speaking about it to kind of educate you. We both are. But don't get it twisted, Joaquin. Neither Jeremy or I are excited the fact that this team is in sell mode right now.
Just me. Okay, then. Yeah. Okay, thank y'all for
that. Yeah, but like, again, like going back to this, they're doing what they should be doing where they are in the season.
Yeah. We're not excited about it, but this is what's supposed to be done right now.
Yeah, you don't want visions of grandeur in the team holding on to all these players saying, hey, we hope we can get back into it. We're only 8 games out. You've been saying that for 3 months now. You know, like, they should be trading away all the pieces with expiring contracts.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misspeaking for you, but Jeremy and I plan right now to be thinking about what we were adding to this roster for that final postseason push.
I thought they'd be making a move for another arm at this point.
Those were our plans. I mean, we're giving you, we're basically just doing out jobs right now. This is not where we plan to be. It's not where Mike Elias planned to be. It's not where Brandon Hyde, who's not even with the team anymore, planned to be. So there have been a lot of disappointments this year. But at the same time, the show must go on.
Yep.
410-583-1057. World is stupid at 745. But on the other side, do you agree with Elias' move thus far? Will you be upset if they don't sell off more parts? Some of you are upset that they're selling off parts. Some of you are like, man, turn the page on these cats. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Most Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I love that one of the last calls we had about not being excited about these trades. I love that because you're not supposed to be. You expected to contend this year.
I do think you can be excited about possibly hearing about adding a starting pitcher for the like they did with Rodgers and Eflin, where you have a little bit more
last
control.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. There's your season went awry. This was supposed to be the one where you feel like you're taking a step forward, and it didn't. It felt like a huge step back. And no matter who you talk to, everybody's got a reason why. There's a lot of people that just point right at Elias and everything's his fault, which I don't agree with. And again, we could sit here and argue it, make your points. But be like, my whole thing is, you can be critical all you want, but be fair. Don't sit here and tell me he hasn't done anything. He didn't sign Bisaccia in the international market. Somebody literally said we have zero superstars on this team. You don't think Gunner's a superstar? Man, get that. You know what? We got a lot of stupid people.
Andy Koska will join us to talk more Orioles at 8:30. But right now, do you agree with the moves that Mike Elias has made? Will you be upset if they don't sell off more pieces, Mark, in Linthicum? What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, the trade that I'm the most interested in so far is the Urias trade, and it has nothing to do with Twine Palmer, who they got back. It's about what I'm excited about is who's going to be replacing Urias, and I'm pretty sure going to be a guy that gets almost no discussion on any of the talk shows, or I even haven't hardly seen much about him in any of the written media. It's Jeremiah Jackson. Have you seen this? What this guy's doing in AAA in the month and a half that he's been at Norfolk?
Did they get him in a trade too, or was that a guy they drafted?
This is a guy they picked up as a free agent.
Yeah, picked up as a free agent.
But he was a second round draft pick as an 18 when he was out of high school. Back in 2018, he was super highly rated at the time. Kind of guy that has, never quite lived up to his rankings.
I got his numbers.
Finally now, at 20, I think he's 24, has broken through. And he's hit like 380 with an OPS of 1,100.
Mark, are you saying he's going to replace him this year or he's his long-term replacement?
If you look back last week,
we got other callers. I'm just wondering: are you saying he's going to replace him this year, or he's his long-term replacement?
No, I think he's called up. I think.
Definitely. I agree with you on that. So, I just don't know whether he's his long-term replacement, though.
I mean, so he's been with Norfolk and now Chesapeake, as they call Bowie. Right. And the numbers there were, what was it, 106 hits? 106 hits. He had 41 ribbies, 15 homers, .313 batting average. You and I don't care about that, but people do. .343 on base percentage, .537 slugging, and .879 OPS between the two.
Okay. He came up early this year, never played. I think he came up.
Was it
up,
a doubleheader thing, or was it a...
No, he came up legitimately and then instantly sent back down for a pitch. I think a pitcher got hurt or something, and he got replaced instantly. Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm okay with all of the trades, but for the love of God, can we please get rid of Flaherty? I mean, Cano. I'm sorry, but you know I got it, Rob. Come on, man.
He called in just for that. An old callback.
You got some numbers on Jeremiah, or the info on Jeremiah Jackson?
And more of just texts of people saying, I don't understand why you're getting rid of your best utility player. You're going to need him next year.
Oh, my God.
There's other people out there.
It's the first time somebody's fallen in love with a utility player. Everybody told us how bad Ryan Flaherty was, and why do you have him on this team? Well, he plays every position. He's a plus defender everywhere. And then every once in a while, he runs into one. We're not knocking Ramon. Nobody's bashing him at all. But to sit here and fall in love with a utility player.
But this feels like bizarro world, because last year, you people wanted him gone for Mateo.
You wanted him released.
Yes. Last year. Jeremy and I dodging bullets last year from you all wanting them gone. And us not loving Jorge Mateo. Do you remember this?
I do.
Do you remember this?
I do, but I mean.
We're sitting here a year ago today. We're sitting here dodging verbal bullets because we're telling you that he's a better player than Jorge Mateo. And you're telling us we're insane because Jorge Mateo is a supreme athlete. And we're telling you, no, this guy's a ball player. And you're saying that Jorge Mateo should have gotten a gold glove over him. Remember that?
Yep.
You all were upset that he got a gold glove and Mateo didn't. Fast forward to the day, you're telling us why they shouldn't trade him. Listen, I've been wrong about things. The difference between you and me is I'll tell you I was wrong.
Well, you also don't show up the next day.
I don't revisit history. I don't rewrite history, I should say. Yeah, you guys just rewrite this stuff. Now all of a sudden, you can't do what Ramon Urias. Is that what we are right now? A utility player. I love the guy. I love him. I always did. But I ain't that upset. They traded him.
I wish some of you cats would call in that said, just trade Jackson Holiday. Just, hey, he's not. Just move him. I mean, oh, it's a second baseman. He's not hitting. The kid's a bust.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas. Let me tell you why I have no faith in Elias. And I'm not excited about anything he's going to do today, because the last 2 years we've had arguably the best team in Major League Baseball. And when it came to the trade deadline to get us over that hump to make a good playoff push, he did nothing. And now I'm worried that he's going to do the same thing today. No major things, no major pieces that's really going to be impactful for us. And we'll go into next season wondering.
Mike, let me. I can't debate on your opinion on those other things. But at what point, Mike's gone. Mike hung up. Yeah. At what point did you feel like last year the Orioles were the best team in baseball?
Yeah. When?
At what point?
Midway through the season? Because they were basically a .500 team like down the stretch. You know, they weren't hitting going into the postseason after Westberg got hurt. Everything kind of...
I didn't go into the playoffs feeling like we were the best team in baseball.
No. But again, this is the visions of grandeur. You have a guy here. I have no confidence in Elias. He did nothing. So he didn't trade for Zach Eflin, which was the best pitching acquisition at the trade deadline of any team. Any team. And so you could sit in here and say what you want. And again, like going back to some of the other moves, everybody killed Trevor Rogers. And now you bring up how great he's been this year. And then the debate now is, oh, it's only 9 games. Okay. Okay. But he didn't make, you know, you didn't make these moves. You didn't make a move for Corbin Burns at the beginning of the year. And again, there was a transition in ownership as well. Somebody please
That's
tell
why
me.
You got Corbin Burns.
Please tell me at the trade deadline everybody they should have gotten. Should they? You wanted them to throw in Jackson Holiday and Basayo to go get
Tarik
Skubal?
People wanted that. You know people wanted that.
You wanted to get Skubal for those two guys?
Because these are just prospects. Zach in Pikesville. What's up, Zach?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just wanted to chime in real quick. Early in the year, I would say, you know, I wanted to keep a lot of these guys around, like Setti and O'Hearn, but I mean, at this point, the way we looking, we got to get the bang for our buck.
Absolutely.
You know, O'Hearn been hot. L'Oreal been hot. If you're not Jackson Holiday, Rutschman, O'Gunner, I mean, at this point, I don't really even care. Just mix something up, make something happen.
Zach, I'm 100%, man. Let's go to Rosedale, get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve to you, too.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Should the Orioles have gotten more in a trade with Astros for Ramon Urias? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You, too. And no. No, he's a utility player. The trade value doesn't increase because of your love for a player. Yeah. I love him. I want more for him. That's fine. But at the end of the day, what's he worth? They're still rumored to trade for another infielder. You realize that, right? They traded for him, and they're still rumored to trade. The Carlos Correa thing, although Correa's saying it's not that serious, they're still rumored to trade for another infield.
Rob, we just traded a guy. And again, this isn't me crapping all over Ramon, but he's got a .248 batting average, a .300 on base percentage, a .388 slugging, and an OPS that's below 7. It's at .688. And again, like, it's not me.
What's his career OPS?
Career OPS is .728. In 2020, he had his best year where he had a 9. Well, he didn't have many games. And by the way, his WAR is 1.4. And I know, like, people, you don't want to get deep into the statistics and look at it, because everybody was telling me, it's like, oh my God, if they don't re-sign Corbin Burns, he's going to win 18 games or 20 games for the Diamondbacks. And then that's 20 games the Orioles could have. That's not how that works. Your wins above your replacement. And with Ramon, he's worth 1.4 wins a year. Yeah. I'm trading a utility guy to have control of a pitcher that could become a great piece in your bullpen, a great piece in your rotation.
But I love him.
Or I got news for you. Or he could become nothing and just blow up. But it was worth taking that shot on him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.